As Vladimir Putin commemorated those who died in the siege of Leningrad in the Second World War, his military had all but encircled Ukraine. The Russian government has repeatedly said it has no intention of launching an invasion, but the option seems to be there.
Philosophically, we're usually bad at predicting war. We usually get it wrong. Either we think it won't happen, but it does, or we think it will happen, but it doesn't. And we were surprised when Putin moved into Crimea in 2014. We were surprised when Russia moved into Georgia in 2008. We were surprised when Russia moved into Syria in 2015. This time, Putin is giving us weeks of notice. So maybe he's got something else in mind.
There you go.
Well, Putin's views on Ukraine are well known. He's often repeated them.
We cannot but be concerned by the prospect of Ukraine joining NATO, because it will lead, without a doubt, to the deployment of troops, military bases, and threatening us with weapons there.
When the Soviet Union broke up in 1991, Russia lost control of 14 former republics. The loss of Ukraine was the hardest pill to swallow.
As I see it, Ukraine is the key factor in the failure to reunite the Soviet Union. I don't mean that literally, but in Putin's attempt to recreate a certain unity or union based around the former republics. Ukraine isn't interested in this, and that remains a major problem for Putin.
Putin has tried to keep Ukraine close before. In 2013, under Russian pressure, then-President Viktor Yanukovych rejected closer ties with the EU. That prompted nationwide protests, resulting in Yanukovych's downfall. Months later, Putin annexed Crimea.
The long-term goal of Putin and his elites is Russia's isolation from the West and its non-Western development. And in this sense, Ukraine, which is closely connected to Russia culturally, is a window to the West, and as so, is an eyesore for Putin.
Vladimir Putin has described Russians and Ukrainians as one people who share a single historic and spiritual space. He doesn't want to lose that connection, though that might not be the view of many Ukrainians. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera.
Let's bring in Russian affairs analyst Vladimir Sodnikov from Moscow. Good to have you with us, sir. What, in your opinion, are Russia's intentions regarding Ukraine? What is this military build-up at the border for?
Good afternoon. At my opinion, actually, there is no question of any aggression on behalf of Russia or any Russia's intention to invade Ukraine or to make even incursions. I think that the whole question is revolving around the issue of expanding the NATO and the probable participation of Ukraine in the enlargement of NATO. This is one thing. Another thing, I think that this is the controversial question of putting US and NATO medium and shorter range missiles on the Ukrainian territory. This is the question which is very much worrying Moscow, and Moscow doesn't want to have these missiles practically on its border, because the flying time then would be 3 to 5 minutes, and this is a serious question for Moscow. And another thing also is that if you remember back in history, these missiles could resemble the situation which was when the Soviet Union was existing. In 1982, in 1983, NATO decided to put medium and shorter range on the Russian western border in NATO countries. So, and Russia and the Soviet Union retaliate. So I think this is not the question of any retaliation from Russia, but okay, the question of a security situation.
So this ongoing military presence on the border with Ukraine is all about President Putin trying to force concessions from the West over NATO?
You might say so, but actually not only concessions. Another thing that Russia would very much like that Ukraine will resume the its participation in the Minsk format negotiations. And I think that this question would be discussed probably if there will be another summit between President Putin and President Biden. So not only the security situation, but also the situation in general. I mean, when I'm saying in general, I mean that Russia actually would like to have not only guarantees, but also to be sure that its eastern neighbor is not hostile to him.
So, I mean, why is Russia so opposed to neighbours becoming part of NATO? You talk about them being hostile. NATO would argue that the troops and missiles are only on its eastern boundary as a deterrent and for defence purposes only against an expansionist Russia.
Well, actually, Russia is not sure at all that, of course, it's not that the policy of so-called expansionism actually is forcing the West to deter Russia. Russia thinks on vice versa. Russia thinks that these are aggressive plans against Russian identity, against Russian security. So I think that at the end of the time, Russia would like, as I said, the friendly Ukraine, not the country which will be participating in any plans which Russia thinks can be in a NATO country's mind.
Good to talk to you. So many thanks indeed for being with us. Vladimir Sotnikov there, live in Moscow.
Thank you.